It's Monday, December 27th, 2021.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning into this, the season 18 finale of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds of My Head. Man, what an incredible song to open up this, the season finale of season 18 of The Sounds of My Head. That was Hey Lover by the Daughters of Eve, a Chicago, Illinois girl group band from the late 60s. I don't think they existed for very long. I don't think they released very much. And I'd never heard of them until very recently. And I think most other people haven't heard of them either, because I think I would have heard of them if they were someone people had heard of. But man, Hey Lover, that is the best. Once I found that song, I've probably played that song 30 times in the past 2 weeks or something. I'm a big fan of Hey Lover. That is a catchy number. Keeping it sounding like the 60s, how about we switch gears right now and go to the Koretz from Denmark? That's right, the Koretz. I played them last year on the Christmas episode, actually. I played the Koretz because they had a Christmas song called Christmas, I Can Hardly Wait. But now they've released a new album. It's called Back in Mono. And it actually contains a song called I Can Hardly Wait, not Christmas. So it's like the non-Christmas version of the Christmas song, Christmas I Can Hardly Wait. Interesting, and we're going to hear that because I think it's great. It's still one of the better songs on the record. The whole thing, though, if you like these songs, if you like this sound, this kind of like garage rock girl group from the 60s kind of sound, it's like grungy and whatever. If you like it, you're going to like the whole record because it's all very consistent and good. But we're going to hear what I think are kind of three standouts. We're going to hear Ringo, or I guess it's R-I-N-G-O. And Won't Let You Go, and then, of course, I Can Hardly Wait, the aforementioned non-Christmas version of that song. So, pretty good stuff. Also very 60s-sounding and cool. You're going to like it. I think it's great. So, without further ado, the Koretz right now on The Sounds of My Head with R-I-N-G-O, Won't Let You Go, and I Can Hardly Wait. Where else but right here on the season finale of season 18 of The Sounds of My Head.
My heart is beating faster, he's the one I'm after. Looks so handsome, playing. That's right.
My lonely mornings are so cold. I've been around too much, you know. No need to feel alone, 'cause now I'm coming home.
Yeah.
things gone.
Just keep your head a little longer now, and in the morning you will hear a better song.
Let it overtake your worlds like it always does, like it always does. Enjoy with
life has in store, and live a life worth living for. Live a life worth living for. Live a life worth living for.
Let's catch up. After the Koretz back there, we heard two songs by another band from Denmark. The band is Dinner, and the two songs were both featuring Charlie Hilton of Portland, Oregon. The songs we heard were Midnight in My Head and Like You Said, both from the album Dreamwork, which came out pretty recently. Pretty solid release if you like that sound. I think you like the whole thing. Those are my two favorites, but the whole record's got, you know, there's plenty of good stuff on there, so check it out. Other guest vocalists and guest musicians and such. Pretty good. Okay, then after dinner, we heard Doug Hoyer from Calgary in Alberta, Canada. Yeah, Doug Hoyer, he's back. I'm a big fan, obviously, of Doug. I've played him on the show a million times. And he's got a new album. It's called Getting Older. We heard the title track, Getting Older, which, boy, who can't relate to that? All the young people. But who else? Who can? Me and everybody else who's old. So that's us, Getting Older. And then Too Dumb to Quit, which I feel like I can also kind of relate to that, but I don't want to admit to it. So yeah, pretty good stuff right there. I feel a little bit personally addressed by getting older, but whatever, it's a great release. Okay, up next from Brooklyn, New York, Nation of Language. They've been dropping singles and stuff for ages. They finally put out the record. It's called A Way Forward. We're going to hear two songs from it. First, Across That Fine Line, and then Whatever You Want. Both super good songs and just the kind of synth I need for a day like today. So without further ado, Nation of Language, Across That Fine Line, and Whatever You Want, right now on this season finale of The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. Earlier this week, we heard from Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. This is a woman who wears glasses to make it seem like she can read. Some of these videos she makes are so unbelievably over the top. It's hard to believe this person exists. They seem like sketches from Saturday Night Live, so much so that we went out on the street and we showed some people passing by clips of her actual videos. These are her videos. We told them they were from Saturday Night Live last weekend and asked if they thought SNL had been too mean. And wouldn't you know it, we found all sorts of people who thought her real videos were written comedy bits.
We need a full investigation into just how many puppies were eaten alive on Fauci's watch.
I think it was a good skit. The look, the hair, the voice was perfect.
Yeah, almost real.
Almost real, exactly.
I want old Uncle Joe to have as much time at the beach as possible. In fact, my impeachment articles would totally free up his schedule.
I mean, it's over the top, but that's what SNL's supposed to be, you know, to make the point.
I like the actress. She's really pretty. She actually looks familiar. I was trying to figure out who she was.
How do you think Lauren Boebert would feel seeing that sketch?
I think she would feel like it was too far and be offended by it.
If you're a public figure, you kind of have to expect that type of stuff. But it wasn't tasteful.
I delivered one of my children in the front seat of my truck because as a mom of four, we got things to do. Ain't nobody got time for 2.5 months of maternity leave.
Are you embarrassed to see Hollywood portray a congresswoman this way?
That was obviously scripted by whatever directors did all that, but I feel like the real Lauren would actually be like a little upset about that.
She has family, she has kids, she has other people who would have to see that, and it's embarrassing for her, it's embarrassing for the country to see. They did go too far. They did go too far with this.
Now, what if I told you that this is really Lauren Boebert?
Oh! It is?
It's true.
Seriously?
It wasn't comedy at all, right? Like, she didn't mean it as a comedy. Oh, wow.
So she really said that?
She really said that.
Okay, that's interesting. That almost seemed like a comedy skit, but not that funny.
Eyes on the roof, Daddy. Keep up your head. Call me if you're falling asleep, I said. I think we're already there, buddy. And I think I've got a lot of explaining to do. Got a lot of things to just sort through.
Thank you.
sky, and he could see it coming for a while.
Let's catch up one last time. That was two songs in a row by Trace Mountains from New York. Those are the songs Eyes on the Road and Seen It Coming, both from their new record House of Confusion. And it's pretty good. It's that, like, you know, down-tempo, indie folk quality goodness that I'm pretty fond of sometimes. I thought they did it quite nicely there. It's a good record, too. If you like those songs, check out the whole thing. Now we're going to finish up this year's season of The Sounds in My Head with a song I think is real fun. It's the kind of song that's so super good I would usually start with it. I usually, man, this is a banger. This has got to go at the front. But because Hey Lover was that good, I was like, no, Hey Lover's going first. But Hey Lover's the song everyone needs to hear. But after that, This song. This is a great song. I'm really into this song. It's by a band called Papa. They're from Los Angeles. I'm pretty sure I've played Papa on the show before. But anyway, they got this new single. It's called I'm Going Down to Tell All These Motherfuckers All My Love. That's the name of the song. He makes it sound like it makes sense when he says it. But it's kind of a long title, and it's got some swearing, which I try not to do that often. You know, it's for the kids. But anyway, I'm going to go down and tell all these motherfuckers all my love. That's the name of the song and the single that it came from. It's so super good. But do give it a minute, because it kind of takes a little bit to get to the chorus and whatnot. But once it does, it really pays off. You're going to love it. So without further ado, Papa, I'm going down to tell all these motherfuckers all my love. Finishing up this episode and this season of The Sounds of My Head.
last meeting here in all this science
going down.
And if they stop me at the Crimson Gate, it's my business here. Well, I'll just smile and say I'm going down to show all these motherfuckers all my love.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was three songs by the Surfer Jets. First, Toxic, then Cha-Cha Heels, and finally, Couch Surfing, which is a new song, so you might want to check that out. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. I didn't mean that. I really would appreciate it if you'd get your friends to listen. That'd help me. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. And if you want, you can follow me on social media. I'm on the socials. And of course, look for season 18 in Spotify for The Sounds of My Head. You'll find all the songs that I played on the show that are available in Spotify dropped into that playlist for many, many, many hours of your listening pleasure without having to listen to me talk. Very good stuff. I will be back next year in 2022. Probably in February. That's what I'm going to say, February, with some new episodes. So stay tuned for that. And wish me luck traveling during Corona. I'm going to go see my family. Very excited after a long time not being home. Going to go home to see my folks. Talk to you later. Hope you have a happy new year.